What random thing do you have an unusually strong opinion about? I was reminded yesterday that I have a very unusually strong opinion about the word there and its proper form.
Oh, like how you spelling it correctly in its proper usage?
Yes.
T-H-E-I-R or T-H-E-R-E.
Or T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E.
Right.
And
yes.
I felt like I was shaking my head and going, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You're how old and you still don't understand the proper use of there?
Same thing with your.
Yeah, your is another one, whether you need an apostrophe or not.
Yes.
Now, listen, I'm not going to sit there and say that I am a master at all grammar. No, but this in particular example is triggering for me for some reason. Mm-hmm. Also, randomly, leftover soup gets stored in a round container. And I don't know why, but that is the rule.
Yeah, it makes sense because soups are served in bowls.
No, because soup is round.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Soup cannot be in a square container. I'm sorry. That's just inhumane.
Okay.
You can't do that.
Right.
So, yeah, random things that you have unusually strong opinions about. 502-795-1997. Tammy said, no adult should drink milk with dinner unless it's cookies or pancakes. You're not six.
Oh, I feel Tammy. Attacked by that one.
And Emily, in the afternoon, she has a gallon of milk here in the refrigerator because she drinks it every day.
Listen, I am of advanced age, and I love chocolate milk still. Still to this day, chocolate milk is delight. It's a treat.
That I have loved is that after you finish a race, like if you're running, that they have deemed chocolate milk as a recovery drink. And so I don't drink chocolate milk often, but it's usually after a race. And when I do, it's delightful.
It's so tasty.
It's delightful.
So tasty.
Yeah.
Somebody said Friends was mid. Frasier was better. My blood is really actually starting to boil.
I will say Frasier is a quality program that doesn't get enough credit,
but no, I'm sorry, sir. The global phenomenon that Friends is, and I will argue still is, years after it's been off the air, you can't hang with it. It is no way mid.
Sarah texts in and says, when people list something for sell instead of for sale, I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Or say it like that.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I need to sell this. Well, that's proper. But yeah,
wow.
That's funny. Oh, gosh. Tracy says, I can't stand it when people eat their hamburgers upside down. There's a top and a bottom bun for a reason, people.
It is served that way on the plate for a reason.
And
in the box.
I guess.
In the drive-thru, yes.
I guess. You know what? I've done that before just to see. And it does give you a different flavor profile on a hamburger. I mean, all the flavors are still there, obviously.
Right.
But it hits your mouth at a different point in the coolness of maybe the lettuce and the tomato or whatever you might have on it hits at a different spot. So it, you know, just to do something wild. I might do that.
Oh, just to be wild. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, gosh. Reply all should be banned from email.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's gotten people in trouble before.
Jessica
said.
We actually
featured a story where someone got fired because they hit reply all on accident complaining about the boss.
Yeah, random
things
you have an unusually strong opinion about. Jessica says when people say I could care less instead of I couldn't care less, I do care more.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Wait. It's proper to say
I couldn't
care less because
I could not care less.
Because the phrase is I could not care any less than I do right now.
Exactly.
But everybody says I could care less.
And
so it's it's here. It's at about a here, but I could actually care a little bit less, but this is only here.
Uh-huh.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Oh. These are good. Oh, someone said socks in bed are a crime. Unless you're ill or on a camping trip.
Listen.
You know what?
I kind of sometimes start that way because when you crawl into bed, sometimes it can be really cold.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll crawl in bed with my fuzzies on. And then once I warm up, I'm like, okay, I'll take them off. But sometimes I just can't crawl all like cold turkey into bed with my bare feet.
I will say that. So I am dealing with a little heel issue. For the medical professionals in the audience, it's plantar fasciitis.
Oh, plantar fasciitis.
Uh-huh. But so this is requiring me. I've tried to wear a sock, like a special sock that keeps my foot upright.
Yeah.
That's
super comfortable, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It is. I say as I shake my head no.
Uh-huh.
And I find in the middle of the night, I throw a little temper tantrum and I rip it off.
Yes.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
It's just not natural to sleep with your foot like that.
Mm-hmm.
In that contraption.
Oh my gosh.
You just can't.
I totally relate to this. Meg texts us and she says, I park in the same spot every single day at work. Why do people think that they can park in my assigned spot?
1,000%.
That is me.
Well, yeah, but and thank goodness you don't have to really worry about anybody doing that because when you arrive, like there are zero cars in the parking lot.
Well, yes, and so I claim that spot. It's like I have claimed that spot, but if I have to leave midday and come back, and someone has rudely taken my unassigned spot.
Sure. Because again, the parking lot is vast and the ones right in front of the front door
it's prime real
are
estate.
Prime real estate. Exactly. So you leave, you're risking giving that up.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back to this. Random things you have an unusually strong opinion about, because apparently a lot of people have strong opinions about a lot of things.
Oh.
All right. Yeah.